You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, and this is Melting Pot. And here at the end of the month, in addition to playing everything on vinyl, we also have often guest DJs, and very proud to have DJ Boss Harmony here, who you probably heard spinning at Dub Club or Punky Reggae or Doctor Who, several other spots around the city of Los Angeles and worldwide. And so I'm just going to throw it over to him for a guest DJ set here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
Tribal war. No bother with your fussing and fighting. Cool on your temper, German. Control your temper. Jaja is watching us. So cool on your temper. Don't you be no fool. Cool on your temper. You can't say I never warned you. You can't say I never tell you. Cool on your temper. Control your temper. You can't say I never warn you. You can't say I never tell you. Yeah. 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 Cool on your temper, you man.
Mercy.
Cool on your temper.
See the time it is to rock, but you gotta keep it cool. Cool, keep it cool, keep it cool. Maintain your cool, stay your cool. Down your temper, you man. And you cool it down your temper. Get on. Y'all just call upon me, you because they're strong. So we're strong. Stay your cool down your temper.
Every little makes You keep on a running, but you can't never Although I know Side. choses à l'édit qui se superposent. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé. Je suis content, c'est pas à moi que c'est arrivé.
Mm-hmm. penoso. Ese aya que penoso. Abule se moku. Ese pachalo que no son wanem. Paja ha poki. Ese aya que penoso. Paja ha shibongo.
All right, so you just heard a guest DJ set from Boss Harmony here live in our studios, all on vinyl, all on 7-inch vinyl, as a matter of fact, and taking you on kind of a trip through all the various types of places that he DJs at, and just big thanks for coming in and doing this set.
You're welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Sure, it was fun.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the sounds that you played.
Okay, well, I thought I would just do short sets to represent kind of the... I mean, it'd be really hard to represent all the sounds because it's pretty broad at all three clubs, but the clubs being Dub Club, with that said, I just played some roots. First thing was Errol Holt, Gimme Gimme. Let's see, I played Cool Down Your Temper by Lymphal Thompson, mm-hmm. and then a DJ version by Uroy of the same tune after that. A tune called Them a Muck Jaw by Donovan Adams, that's a rarity. Then I got into The Hustler by Junior Soul, which
so
is
nice.
A really rare tune, which was just recently reissued. I don't know how many they made, but really glad they did because it's beyond rare. It's really hard to get a copy of that. Then... Delroy Wilson with You Keep On Running. And then to kind of string that over to the punky reggae sound somehow, I played The Specials.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a tune called Do Nothing by them. And I believe I played The Slits after them with the classic Typical Girls single. Let's see. Or did I do that? Oh, gosh. You know? I'll just tell you what the bands that were played. I'm not sure exactly what order, but I played 23 Skidoo,
mm-hmm.
And the pop group, tune called "With She's Beyond Good and Evil," Public Image with their tune "Public Image," and the Fall with "It's a New Thing," and that was the kind of representative of the punky reggae set there in five tunes, six tunes, I don't know. And then over onto the Doctor Who sound, which is really broad because we'd play, you know, me and Dina and Carrie and lots of guests and friends that come through now to the Virgil every Thursday. We do it over there on Virgil and Santa Monica Boulevard. That's a pretty broad thing, but it's generally 60s and 70s with the odd new release. Like I played something by Kodedje or Kudede, which is a Northern African outfit.
And that's a newer one, you were saying.
Brand new release off of Sublime Frequencies.
Nice. Very nice.
Shout out to Andres Renteria. He actually played that at Doctor Who. So
cool.
That's how I found out about that one. But before that, we play French pop stuff there. And to represent that, I played the Jacques Dutronc, Je Suis Content. And after that, Cleo with Et Moi, Et Toi, Et Soi, which is actually a response to another Jacques Dutronc record called Et Moi, Et Moi, Et Moi. And I played, let's see, yeah, I played,
I think it's like a soundtrack kind of thing? Like, what is that?
It's an experimental French composer named Pierre Henry.
Yeah.
And this 45's called Le Hyper Sound, which I think, what was that band? Dude, my brain's not working. Anyway, I played a tune by him called... Too Fortiche, and
amazing sounds. All three different, kind of like three for one in a way.
Yeah,
in one set.
I was hoping to maybe try to explain that before I did it, but hopefully they kind of work together. They'd be like, "Oh,
no,
this DJ is totally schizophrenic."
No.
And the last tune I played was, I also played that cumbia tune, cumbia thing. Mm-hmm. Again, another rarity. And the last one was The Apostles, which is actually another reissue by the Voodoo Funk guy, which I found in Paris as well. I haven't seen one out here yet, but
cool.
Pretty amazing Afro-funk record.
How did you get into all these different styles?
I don't know. I just love music. So, I mean, I'm pretty much into almost most genres of music, you know, especially if it's... I'm really intrigued by older sounds. So, you know, I go after a lot of... stuff from the style of its inception, which a lot of DJs do. You know, a lot of people are into sounds like, okay, well, you're into punk, so, you know, where did it all begin? So you kind of go through that, and there's a lot. So, you know, punky reggae is, if we have a vast selection of stuff because we're constantly looking for new sounds to play there. Me and Michael Stock from Part-Time Punks and Jason, and we're always just like trying to find new reggae, new punk to play. So it's fresh every week. I mean, we play our like classics that people love, but we generally always trying to slip in like the new crazy tune. Dub Club, again, you know, Tom Chastain, myself, and Ed Ruchin, Jason Mason, just like playing. We're all reggae fanatics, so we have all these tunes we want to hear on that big sound system there at the Echoplex. It's like the best, you know, so it's always just so gratifying to hear those tunes on that sound. So, and Doctor Who is like, you know, it's a small venue. It's just a place for like, when I made the flyer, I basically promoted it as a record OCD record nerd night, you know, so like everybody's just fanatical, like weird new acquisition. They could come and play it at
I mean, you know, it may, to some ears, it may have sounded a little kind of musically schizophrenic, but, you know, there's such strong connections between kind of, especially like skinhead reggae into punk rock kind of sounds. And especially when you're playing like a lot of post-punk stuff and just all the kind of varieties of tempo changes and kind of odd instruments like that odd, we were trying to figure out what it was on that fall song, a kind of like Casio sounding keyboard into like psychedelic sounds from all over the world. There are a lot of connections to make between those.
I mean, the post-punk people, you know, all those punks were like taking from whatever they could. They didn't have, you know, they didn't say, oh, this sucks or this does. And they were, you know, they were like, oh, this African record's amazing. Or, you know, obviously the reggae influence was vast and huge. So, yeah, that's why I love that stuff, you know, aside from the fact that it's punk. It's like, it's also really musically amazing and appealing. Even if it, you know, it's not for everybody. It's really sloppy stuff sometimes, which is also adds to the appeal of it, you know, on the dance floor for me personally, whatever. Some people might be like, oh, where's the machines, you know, where's the, I don't understand this music, but you know, we're there to kind of shake things up too. That's what, you know, it's all about. So
It was a really great set, and I really, really appreciate you coming down, man. It's something, if you miss parts of it, it'll be archived on my blog tomorrow, meltingpotblog.com, in the Be Our Guest section. Once again, just run down the different spots that you DJ at so people can check you out from week to week.
Yeah, Michael, it's Wednesday nights at the Echoplex for Dub Club. which I highly recommend if you're into reggae. It's, you know, we always have like really cool shows which you can keep up with what's going on the website.
Prince Jazzbo, Dub Club LA. Just recently.
Yeah, Prince Jazzbo just did a scorching set with the Expanders backing him up last Wednesday. The Lions before that, and Peanut Butter Wolf was there doing some visuals, like DJing with visuals. It was pretty amazing. And we got things coming up, but overall just a heavy reggae night. So that's Wednesdays at the Echoplex. Then there's Thursdays is the Doctor Who night, which we do with Dina, and you know, come on down and check out the Virgil. It's been revamped and redone. And
yeah,
it's
Virgil
a good
used to be Little Temple. It's completely remodeled. I'm actually gonna spend some records there maybe on Tuesdays, maybe like in a couple Tuesdays. I'll let you guys know a little more about that next week. But it's a really great space, nice sound system there too.
Yeah,
and then Punky Reggae on Fridays at La Cita, right?
Yeah, and every Friday at La Cita. We actually just not long ago had our 6-year anniversary. So
wow.
Punky Reggae is every Friday there on Hill Street, 336 South Hill Street between 3rd and 4th, right across from Angel's Flight. That's always fun, you know. You never know what's going to go down. And it's pretty, you know, it's usually pretty exciting.
Yeah. Fantastic sounds. You know, so many varieties of sounds. Be very easy to bring you back in here, you know,
cool,
multiple
man.
Times, man.
That would be great.
Yeah. Much appreciated. Once again, guest DJ today was Boss Harmony. The set will be on the blog tomorrow, meltingpotblog.com. Folk Scene's coming up next. I'll see you guys next week. Until next time, y'all take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
Thank you.